Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, hey, what's going on? You are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree. I'm the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Now, Brown Girl Self-Care is a space and platform of intentional healing, growth, and abundance, specifically curated for Black women. I want to go ahead and let you know that today's episode, I'm going to be talking about insecurity. A while ago, someone had reached out to me and just said, hey, can you talk about insecurity? And I'm like, absolutely. So I definitely want to talk about that. So I'm going to be sharing just my experience with just dealing with all of my insecurities, which I've actually had for a very, very long time. And then I'm going to give you a few things that I want you to consider if this is something that you experience as well, because insecurity, being insecure, can definitely hold you back in life if we aren't careful. And I really feel like my insecurities, kept me away from just this sense of freedom and liberation. And I'm not doing that anymore. Like, there are certain things that I'm really just being very mindful and intentional about. I'm not saying that thoughts of being insecure and all that stuff don't come up. I'm not saying that at all. I'm not saying that I don't still struggle with it. But I have just really, as of late, in the last year, specifically when it comes to certain things, been very just intentional about what I'm just not going to do anymore, like what I'm not going to entertain anymore. And so being insecure is definitely one of those things. So we're going to be talking about that. So I just want to invite you into the space. I want to let you know if you want to grab some water, some tea, light a candle, get your journal. If those are things that are within your bandwidth right now, then please go ahead and get that. There might be some really good takeaways for you. And I'm just glad that you're here. So now before I get into today's episode, I just want to let you know that starting at the end of December, I'm going to be offering a six-week session for Black women who really just want to start 2024 on a solid note. A lot of us are in this space and season, where we are really just getting our glow up on and we're blooming and we're learning about ourselves. We're inviting in more self-awareness and in being just very intentional about ourselves, our spaces, our experiences, the people around us, etc. And so I'm going to be doing something definitely in the new year. So I want to invite you along with me on this journey. I'm still fleshing out the details, but I can promise you this, it is not anything crazy. It's not anything complicated at all whatsoever. Think of it more so as just a space to show up and be yourself and to have open conversations for 6 weeks in regards to things that are going to help us just continue to bloom as Black women. Okay. So this is being offered on Patreon. You can, if you support my work, you can go to patreon.com, or if you want to support my work, I should say, you can go to patreon.com/brown girl self-care. I can tell you that there isn't anything in there right now, but don't worry. Okay. Because I'm still working some things out behind the scenes, including the fact that I promised that I would have my journal out to you in time for Black Friday. And I'm just holding myself accountable, holding myself, my feet to the fire. That did not happen, not because I wasn't working on it, but I don't know if you recall, initially I said I was just going to do a blank journal, where you just, you know, with a very pretty cover and then it just blank on the inside. But then something inside of me shifted and I was like, you know what? That is really not what I want to do for my first offering. So y'all, I am in the process of completing a journal. It's still a journal, but it's really a journal around radical blooming. And there's going to be 50 journal prompts in there that cover anything from like joy, peace, liberation, self-love, even some space for you to think about just your future self. So I will have that completed by this week. And then I have to get it uploaded and go through like whatever the Amazon process is. So my prayer is that it is done in time for before Christmas. Okay. So just know that it's in the works. But I just really, something inside of me said, no, sis, not a blank journal. Like I still want to offer like blank journals and things like that. But I didn't want that to be my first thing. I've always, or I should say in the last at least 2 or 3 years, it's been on my spirit to like start doing more written stuff. I'm not really, though, I don't feel like I'm like a writer, even though for some reason I feel like I'm supposed to be writing a book. So I said, you've been tossing around this idea for like journals and journal prompts, which is something that I do. You know, I talk about how I journal a lot. And I'm like, this is something that you need to do. This is something that you need to do. And it really takes time, y'all. Like it really, this is not something, well, maybe there are people that can put together like 50 journal prompts and something really quick and bada boom, bada bing. That isn't necessarily my strength as of yet. So I'm really putting care into these questions. So I would say I'm about 80% done with these journal prompts and with this journal. And so my plan is to have it completed by the end of this week. And then get it into Amazon, and I have to figure that part out. So this is all very new to me. But again, how I mentioned before, like I'm just really being very intentional about the things that I do. That includes the things that I do with Brown Girl Self-Care. And so, yeah, your girl's over here really working and really doing her best to support you. All that to say, if you want to support my work and you want to also just be a part of this 6-week experience, that starts on December 31st. In other words, just being in a space with me and other Black women as we kind of talk through some of these things over a 6-week period, then again, patreon.com/browngirlselfcare. Okay. All right. So let's talk about insecurities, y'all. Insecurities. I don't really have any notes in front of me. I'm just going, well, I have a couple of things, but not really like notes. So my prayer is that God helps me to keep this very like streamlined and on point, because y'all know I do be talking. All right. Okay. Whew. I had to take an inhale and an exhale on that one, because insecurity is like it's a really big thing. And I know that if I have struggled with feeling insecure, there has to be other Black women that feel the same. Like I know that there are other women out there that have dealt with this at some point in their life. And actually, just so you know, in case you're not aware, I know that everyone online is perfect, right? I know that everyone online, like the people that we see that are like really big in social media and like celebrities and people in powerful, positions and things like that, they live these perfect lives, right? But I'm going to tell you something. Everybody deals with insecurity. I don't care if you're in high school, if you're in a 9-to-5, if you're a mom, if you're not a mom, if you're famous, if you're not famous, if you're wealthy, like you got shmoney, honey, or if your coins are a little tight right now. I don't care who you are. Everybody experiences feelings where they are doubting themselves, or they're doubting like, am I good enough? Am I worthy enough? Can I really do this thing I want to do? Or can I really be the type of person I want to be? Or do I really like myself? Am I likable? You know, just those kind of things. Like everybody has experienced that. I don't care how smart you are, how amazing you are, how rich you are, how whatever, popular, whatever. Like everyone at some point, at some time, has felt insecure. Now, don't pull my Black card, y'all. Don't pull my Black card, but I've mentioned this before. I have not
you know, I haven't really watched all the Insecure episodes. Because first of all, I think it came on HBO or Cinemax or something. Is it still called Cinemax? Or am I dating myself? Is it called Cinemax, y'all? Anyway, I think it came on HBO. I'm not even sure, but your girl didn't have that channel when Insecure was popping, okay? But now it's, I think it's on Netflix, and I think I've gotten to season 2, because I had never really watched Insecure, and that's a crazy, and it's crazy because, first of all, can I just say that Issa Rae is, she is absolutely, first of all, she's funny as hell. We know that. I'm getting that. We know that already. I don't even think that needs to be said. What I was going to say is that Issa Rae is absolutely freaking gorgeous. I love looking at black women, okay? That may sound a little weird. I'm sorry. But it's just something about, especially a black woman that's doing her thing, okay? I'm not saying you got to be doing your thing, but especially like a black woman that's doing her thing, whatever her thing is, and she is just operating in her zone of genius. Like, come on, right? And then on top of that, like, she is so, her skin is just like chef's kiss. Her skin is gorgeous. Like, Issa Rae is a beautiful woman. And so I really enjoy watching Insecure because she's just so pretty. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being a weirdo, but she's absolutely gorgeous and she's super funny. And so your girl hasn't had a chance to finish it. But I love the fact that she did Insecure, An Awkward Black Girl, which I know, y'all, I'm holding my head in shame. Don't pull my black card. I haven't watched all those episodes either. But she, to me, like, she, and by the way, Insecure in Inglewood, that's where I was born and raised. Don't get it twisted, okay? Don't get it twisted. Born and raised in Inglewood, California, West Side for life. So even that was just like, wow, they are really putting Inglewood on the map with this show. And in Los Angeles, obviously. But I digress. But just the fact that she took what she feels or felt inside of her and made that, like, made it okay to say, hey, I'm a nerd. Or I don't even know if she says that, but I feel like she's nerdy. I don't know. But I'm a nerd too. But like, hey, I'm a nerd. I'm going to show up. Hey, I'm insecure. I'm going to show up. I'm going to really let you get a little peek into how my mind works, and just show up. You know what I'm saying? And put it out there. And I think she really helped to make that idea of just being this quirky, insecure, obviously black girl, just making it more mainstream. Because as we know, it's just like, if you're different, if you're showing up in that way, even not even just a black person, just in general, just being very awkward or insecure and things like that, life can be a little tough. Life can be a little tough. So I really appreciate what she brings to the table with those two shows or those two outlets. Anyway, am I still on topic? I think so. But the point of it all is, listen, everybody, okay, E-R-R-Y, everybody feels insecure at times, all right? Maybe you're in that season right now, maybe you're not, and maybe generally you don't feel insecure, but there's like one thing, you know what I'm saying, that's just like, oh man, I'm just so not satisfied or so unsure about this one thing, but everything else is popping. You know what I'm saying? There's layers to this, baby. There's layers to this. I can tell you that I have been insecure for a very long time. I'm not really going to go into the backstory of it all. Listen to previous episodes. I've talked about different things in regards to like my childhood and how I felt about myself and how I used to think I was like just different things. That's not the point of this episode. But let me tell you, like, I know for a fact that I was insecure. One of my things, and there were a lot of things that I would do, but one of my things, a memory that stands out is my brother, who, passed in 2017, when we were kids, and I was 7 years older than him, by the way, so I had to have been maybe like 14, 15, you know, them teenage years, they're rough, so he was probably like 10, no, if he was, he was maybe like around 10, so I was probably like 16, 17, somewhere in there, I don't know. Anyway, the point of the story is, he used to call me Miss Clairol. Okay. He used to call me Miss Clairol. No, I know I'm dating myself. I don't even know if Clairol is still a thing. I have no idea. But back in the days, Clairol was this brand. And if I'm not mistaken, it was like hair care products specifically. Like, what's it called? Hair dyes and stuff like that. And he called me that because I would be in the mirror a lot and I had to have my hair look a certain way. Now, for him, obviously, he was just a dumb kid. So he was just saying stuff because you know how little brothers are. They're stupid, right? So he was calling me like Miss Clairol and stuff because he was thinking that I was like vain and things like that. And it wasn't that I was vain, y'all. Or I don't think I was. I don't recall having any vanity back then. It wasn't that I was vain. What it was that I felt so insecure about myself. I didn't like myself. I felt uncomfortable in my own skin. I felt like I was just so different from everybody else that I went to school with. It was just something wrong with me. That's how I felt. And so one thing that I did have, obviously, was beautiful hair. My hair was absolutely beautiful. And I mean, it's still cute now and everything. But you know, when you're a young lady, like it, or when you're in your teens and your 20s and stuff, before all the crazy hormones and kids suck the life out of your body and all that stuff, you know what I mean? Like when you're still youthful and your breasts are perky and your skin is still smooth, your hair is popping, you know what I mean? You know what I mean. My hair was just very, very thick and it could be long. It was just thick and it was long. And I was just in the mirror really trying my best to pull myself together. So like every time he would see me, like if I was in the mirror a lot, he probably was thinking, man, this chick is always in the mirror. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't even that. It was the fact that I would study my face, my facial expressions. I would look at my hair. It had to like lay a certain way, or if not, I didn't feel pretty. I didn't feel attractive. And if my hair wasn't straight, again, this was in the 90s, okay? Listen, I don't even think natural hair was like a thing in the 90s. Your hair had to be relaxed, fried, dyed, and laid to the side. I'm trying to think here if natural hair was in, like when I was in high school. I don't think it was. And I didn't have a perm. Like I didn't get a perm, my very first perm, until I was like maybe 20 or 19 or something like that. And thankfully my mom didn't even allow me to do that, but I was getting my hair done all the time. But I don't think natural hair was a thing. And so since I didn't have a perm, and you know how hair be sweating out, right? If my hair wasn't looking right and I had to go to school with quote unquote nappy hair, for example, I would be mortified. I would be mortified and I would just feel so like unattractive. So like, I can't even describe it, but again, insecurities coming into play. I'm thinking there's something wrong with my hair. There's something wrong with my face. There's something wrong with my body. I'm too fat. I'm too this, I'm too that. I'm too brown. I'm not going to even get into colorism. Okay. In this episode, but these are the things for me and other things as well. But those things just immediately jumped out. It was just like, I was never, ever really satisfied with the way that I looked. Never. There was not really ever a time in my life where I felt attractive. You know what I mean? And I know people may be thinking, oh my God, da 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 da. This is my truth. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter what the world sees on the outside. Right? It's about how you feel about yourself in the inside. And if for whatever reason, the messages that you received during a specific time really weren't nurturing who you are as a person, wasn't really nurturing your individual gifts and talents and things like that, the way that you needed to have them nurtured, you're going to be most likely just someone that deals with insecurity and not being able to accept yourself and really seeking external validation. Does that make sense? So that was me, just a walking human, a walking bag of flesh that really, really was insecure. And when I think about it now, and of course, hindsight is 2020. We all do this, right? Man, I was such a smart kid. Promise you, I was such a smart kid. And honest to God, I was freaking pretty and did not even really understand that. Not that, and here's the thing, it's not that being pretty is everything, because it's not. But when you're a kid or you're a teenager or a young lady, of course you want to feel pretty. Of course you want to feel attractive. You want to feel like, you know, you're just beautiful in every way, inside and out, right? So if you're not getting that feedback, or you're, again, insecure about yourself, who you are, about your abilities, just whatever, it's hard. It's very, very hard. So yeah. But insecurity can show up in so many different ways. It could be just something else that I do, and you may identify with this, is like having to, you're so insecure about yourself that you have to justify what you're going to say before you say it, because you think it's going to be stupid. You think people are not going to take it well. You think people are not going to understand how you're trying to communicate it. You think, do you feel what I'm saying? So it's just like, for example, if you're in a conversation with a group of women, and this is not my strong point, I'm just leaving it all here on the table for you here, okay? This is real talk. But like when I'm in a group with other Black women, and not really more so these days because I've done the work and I'm still doing the work, and this work might need to be done forever until I pass away at the ripe old age of 90, 95. But yeah, I'm doing the work. So not so much now, but it can still pop up. But it's like when I'm in a group of Black women, and in my eyes, everybody has it going on except for me, because again, hello, I'm insecure, insecure party of one, you know what I'm saying? If we're having a discussion and these women are saying these things, just every regular everyday things, like if we say, well, how can we think about, how about we're brainstorming on, we're brainstorming on something, and these women are given ideas or things like that. First of all, I'm putting them in a power position because I'm so insecure. And I'm like, these women, they're above me. They've got it going on. I have nothing. I am nothing. These women are everything. I am nothing. This is what the brain says, okay? So then I have an idea. I have something I want to say, but I'm so insecure. So when I start to speak, or when I finally wait until everybody else stops speaking, right? Then I'll say something like, this might sound crazy, but how about ... or this is probably stupid, but you know, just, I'm just going to say it anyway. You know, some of the words, it's like you're so insecure. You're so unsettled in yourself. There's your foundation is basically dust, you know, that when you want to speak up or say something, your voice, you feel small. I don't even know what the word is, but you just feel small within yourself, right? And so you're just like, in other words, you're like apologizing for even existing. You're apologizing for having, for giving your idea. You're apologizing for sharing, or I don't know how to explain it, but really when I do this, what you're really saying is, hey, I don't love myself. I don't accept myself. I don't see my worth. I don't think I'm valuable. I feel worthless about myself. You know what I'm saying? That's basically how I was showing up to the world, if that makes sense. So, like I said, I've definitely been doing the work, because, and I've said this before, like every season, every year, whatever, like I just step into a new version of myself. And I'm just so thankful for the old Bree, older versions of Bree, and how she supported me and carried me along the way and continued to just allow me to get out there. And it's just like every version is just a little more popping. She's a little different. She's a little more like secure and strong in herself, right? And that just takes time. It takes awareness. It takes reflection. You know, it really takes you being intentional and saying, I understand this is how I am, but I also understand I don't have to be this way anymore. I'm allowed to evolve. I'm allowed to change. I'm allowed to like show up and stop allowing the representative to take up so much space in my life. Right? That's kind of like what I had to do. I had to make a decision, y'all. I had to make a decision that said, I'm not going to be that version anymore. And it's okay for me to change. In fact, I think I told y'all this before, but I have this, you know, those little, not a whiteboard. I have that in my bedroom too, but those, you know, those signs, and you put the plastic letters on, it has like the felt background. Anyway, I have one of those in my bedroom, and actually I need to go ahead and change it for the month of December. I haven't done that yet. Before the month of November, it said, I am allowed to change. And I have it across from my bed on the opposite side of the room. And when I wake up in the morning, if I look over there, which nine times out of 10, I do, because that's where the bathroom is on that side. I see that. And it's just a little reminder that I am allowed to change. I'm allowed to grow. I'm allowed to bloom. I'm allowed to evolve. I'm allowed to step up and embrace the newer version of me. I'm allowed to try new things. I'm allowed to have different thoughts and feel differently. And I'm allowed to change my life. I'm allowed to change my life. I don't want to die being an insecure version of myself, because I feel like that will be a life that is not well lived. Insecure Bree, or an older version of insecure Bree, would never have done some of the things that I've done. Would never have tried some of the things I've tried. Would never have thought and taken action on some of the things I've thought and taken action on. Right? And it's just like baby stepping yourself every step of the way, because it requires something from you to no longer be. Or how about this? It requires something of you to say, okay, I have these insecurities about myself. And maybe it's something that you list out so that you can be very aware of. Because again, like I said before, being aware is a part of evolving and changing some of these things. But it's like, okay, I realize I'm insecure, but you know what? I might still have these insecurities, but I'm not going to allow them to stop my life. I might have these insecurities right now, but I don't have to own them anymore. I don't have to allow them to take the driver's seat of my life anymore. Does that make sense? That is a decision that I had to make. Like, real talk. I hope you understand, because that part of me it's still in here. That part of me is still in here, and a bunch of other things are in here too that all make me amazing, but I do still have insecurities. But the difference is that I am not allowing them to dictate what I do or who I am anymore. I've wasted so much time doing that. So yeah, I still have insecurities. I still feel insecure about the way I look, but I feel insecure, for example, about my body. Honey, I feel insecure about my body. Like, the boobs ain't boobing. Well, the boobs are still boobing, but they ain't as, the tatas ain't as perky. The booty is not quite bootying. I got a fupa. Is that what they're still called? Like, but here's the thing. In spite of all that, I'm still learning to embrace who I am and to love who I am and to show up for myself and to say that it's okay. I don't have to be perfect. And just doing other things daily.
Black representation in media matters. When we see people that look like us or share our experiences, it provides a sense of community, validation, and belonging while also resisting the narrative that we must remain silent and invisible. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. One episode that I really enjoyed was titled, In Serena Williams, A Generation of Black Players Saw a Legend Who Looked Like Me. The way they wove the episode together with interviews, storytelling, and music kept my interest because it felt more like a documentary than a typical news piece. This is what it feels like to me to have our stories centered. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. My hair is kinky, it's coily, it's beautiful, it's all the things, but the dryness is real, so it's also prone to feeling parched. This is why Waze Anti-Frizz Cream is my new BFF. It not only tames frizz, but helps my hair feel more hydrated. Listen, summer is coming. We are trying to be outside, going to brunch, plus traveling, and summer activities aren't always kind to our strands, okay? So let me tell you what I do for this. I wash my hair every 1 to 2 weeks. Don't sleep on Waze Detox Shampoo, by the way, if you have hard water or buildup. I detangle, I smooth in a little of the Waze Anti-Frizz Cream, then shingle in my natural gel. My hair is frizz-free, it's hydrated, and it's cute for days. Love sleek styles? Waze anti-frizz cream works as a heat protectant up to 450 degrees as well. Frizz free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE.
Daily, including getting into the gym. And hey, shout out to me. Your girl lost 2 pounds in the month of November. Yes, she did. Your girl lost 2 pounds in the month of November. And that may not sound like a lot, but I don't care. I'm so proud of those 2 pounds that I released. Like, you cannot tell me anything. Your girl lost 2 pounds in the month of November. And I did it by working my ass off in the gym all November. Okay, I think I worked out. I think I took 6 days of rest. Maybe 6 days of rest. I don't have my calendar in front of me. So I worked out like 24 days in the month of November. Okay, which equals what, like 5-6 days a week in the gym, or five, like 5 days or something like that. And it's not just about the weight loss. That's important for me, and I can already see changes in my body, but it's not just about that. It's kind of going back to this confidence in being insecure. Sometimes you're insecure because you haven't done anything yet to be confident in, right? I'm not saying that you have to do all these actions to feel good about yourself. It's not that, but sometimes we need like receipts. We need proof to say, oh, girl, you can do that. You did that. Ain't nothing else gonna get in your way, because you done proved that you can do XYZ, or you started doing XYZ and you were scared to do that before, but you're doing it. So what's the problem again? Like, that's one of the reasons why I go to the gym. It's not just the weight loss. It's definitely also about the health, honey. It's also about the health. Like, the health of my body is so important to me these days, but it's not just that. When I take action, I'm activating something in me. And when I'm activating something in me, there's less room for insecurity. It's like it's like tag teaming my confidence, and it can just go up. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you got to do something to show yourself that, yes, you may have certain insecurities. I have others. But sometimes there's actions that you can take that really help you to see that you're freaking awesome, right? And I want to let you know that sometimes the insecurities that you have, you may not be able to do anything about them. For example, I've talked about this before. Your girl has Fred Flintstone feet. Like, they're flat as a pancake, okay? I have the flattest feet, and they overpronate. If you saw my feet, like, no one would ever... Wait, hold on. No, you know how people, I'm sure there's like OnlyFans and they have their feet on, like people pay for feet or something like that. Well, maybe there's a fetish for people with flat feet. I'm not sure, but your girl has flat feet. My toes are cute, but your girl has a flat feet, flat as pancakes. Ain't nobody paying for that. All right. But yeah, I want to give you some things, some thoughts that I have in regards to, I don't want to say tackling your insecurities, but just some things for you to think about. I'm going to give you a few things here, all right? So the first thing that I would say, and these are all things that are just coming from my point of view that I hope that you find helpful, okay? But the first thing that I would say when it comes to insecurities is that you've got to understand what they are. You've got to be able to understand what your insecurities are. I think I mentioned before in this episode, in passing, like, list out your insecurities. And if I didn't mention that, I want to say it now. Sometimes you've got to really just make it plain, all right? So you get your journal and you just take some time and you write out what your insecurities are. Because if you are not aware of your insecurities, if you're not aware of your triggers, you are just going to continue going through life on autopilot. And when you are on autopilot, first of all, that is not a way to live. All right? That is not a way to live, Black woman. But you're also going to feel
stuck in your life because you're not going to allow yourself to try new things, to think new thoughts, to have new experiences, because in your mind, because of your insecurities are going to keep you small. Your insecurities are going to continue to allow you to play small and to be small. And I can tell you with 1,000,000% certainty, God didn't put you on this planet at this time in your body to play small, to be a less than version of who He created you to be in this season. Okay? But your insecurities, girl, they are going to keep you in your own little prison. And ask me how I know. I think you already know the answer to that. So you list out your insecurities, excuse me. And I know that there might be some shame around your insecurities. Trust me, I'm right there with you when it comes to like shame and stuff like that. But if we cannot bring these things to light, like, if we continue to not be intentional, if we continue to hide away how we truly feel about ourselves or things going on in our life or things that might have happened to us, you know what I'm saying? It's like we're putting on this cloak of shame, and it's not yours to carry. It's okay to remove that shame and that guilt and to free yourself, literally free yourself from your past. A lot of us are carrying our past along with us every single step of the way. And that past is not allowing us to grow and bloom the way that we fully could because we're so bogged down with these damn insecurities. Again, ask me how I know. I think, again, you already know the answer to that. So it's like embrace them. Like just call them out. Call a spade. Put it out there. Okay? And something I want you to remember is as you're going through this list, you might be looking at it like, oh my God, I'm insecure about this. I'm insecure about that. I'm insecure about this. Da, 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 da. You might have a list a million miles long, right? And you might be thinking like, what's wrong with me? Why am I like this? What's wrong with me? Why do I have all these damn insecurities, right? First of all, don't beat yourself up. Second of all, there's a book by Oprah and some dude, I don't know his name, but they have a book called What Happened to You? What Happened to You? That to me is the better question, because what's wrong with you? That to me is like shame and blame. When I was a kid, my parent would ask me that question because I would do some things. Sometimes they were out there, okay? But I was a kid and I was struggling mentally sometimes. But I would do certain things and my mom, I already said it. She would be like, what's wrong with you? Now, mind you, she was someone who was just trying to survive, raising two kids. Of course, being very frustrated about certain situations. Like if I got in trouble at school for being stupid ass, right? But I got asked that question quite a bit. You know, I it's just like something you'll never forget. Like, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Imagine hearing that as a kid a lot of times, right? But the better question is, what happened to you, friend, sis, black woman, girl? What happened to you? Because a lot of times there are things that sometimes we don't even remember, right? But there are things that happened to us, experiences we had, situations that we were thrust in. We had no business being in, things that happened to us that they had no business happening to us. Like sometimes things took place. And you have to ask yourself, not what's wrong with me, because again, that to me is like a very shaming kind of question. But like, what happened to me? And when you ask that question, it to me opens up the space for reflection, for supporting yourself, for more self-compassion and understanding and love. Versus pointing the finger at yourself and just saying, you're this, you're that, you're a terrible person, da, 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 because look at this list. You know what I mean? Because that is not what this is about. We are not making a list or even having any of these conversations as a means of saying that there's something wrong with you. You're a bad person. You're this, you're that. That is not, that's just not what this show is about. Okay? But we've got to be intentional about understanding who we are, understanding our experiences, because these things, these insecurities, they didn't just come out of nowhere. Okay? You think a baby has insecurities like us? Absolutely not. I can guarantee you for a billion kajillion packs of Trident layers that there is no baby that comes to the world and just like, oh my God, I know I'm only like 3 days old, but that baby in the other room, when they were born, their cheeks were not as fat as my cheeks. So there's something wrong with me. Why are my cheeks so fat? Or how about if a baby's like thinking, okay, I was born, I weigh 10 pounds, but that girl over there in the bassinet, she only weighed 7.5 pounds. Oh my God, what's wrong with me? Or how about when they're taking the baby home, like the baby's going home from the hospital, finally with their parents, right? And the mom or the dad strapping the baby in the car seat, but the baby happens to look to her left, and she sees another baby getting into a damn, let's say a Land Rover or a Range Rover or something, but she's being strapped into a Toyota Corolla. Is she saying to herself, oh my God, there's something wrong with me. I am a terrible person because why am I going home in a Corolla and this baby is going home in a Land Rover? My family is terrible. We are trash. I am so ashamed. No, I don't think that's happening. So I really feel like these insecurities, you know, these are little seeds that were planted in us and they just took bloom, right? And what happens, for example, when you have a garden, a beautiful garden, roses, sunflowers, lavender, all kinds of flowers, I don't know. But there's a little bit of weed in your garden. Maybe like there's a couple weeds, you notice them or whatever, right? They landed in your garden somehow. You don't tend to those things. Those weeds are going to take over your garden. I feel like that's just like how insecurities do us. If we don't tend to them, if we don't get an eyeball on it and have a hard look and work to identify and address these situations, they're just going to continue to grow and spawn, and they're going to continue to hold us back. So definitely, sis, I would encourage you to list out any insecurities you can think of and really just ask yourself, like, again, not what's wrong with me, but what happened here? What was I going through at that time? What was my family situation at that time? Just exploring and asking yourself questions, right? Something else that I would say is you got to be able to celebrate yourself. You're not going to be able to change everything, and you're definitely not going to be able to change everything overnight. I'm telling you, healing takes time. I'm going to say it again for the people in the back. Healing takes time. It takes time. Okay? It takes time. I personally feel like I'm going to be on a self-love and healing journey for the rest of my life. It's not a one and done. It's not a one and done. But you've got to be able to see yourself for who you truly are and to celebrate yourself. Uniqueness, quirks, and everything in between. Things that make you you, from the smallest things to the biggest things, you got to be able to celebrate yourself. And I don't feel like Black women as a whole do that enough. And we know why. We don't want to seem like we're showboating. We don't want to, you know, like there's a variety of reasons, right? There's a variety of reasons. We feel like, first of all, we all know that Black people can just not be average if they want to get ahead. We can't just be average. So I'm thinking that because we can't be average, anytime we do something phenomenal or anytime we do something small, okay, I gave you both extremes. Anytime we do something phenomenal, anytime we do something just regular small, it's like we don't really celebrate any of it. We don't celebrate any of it. We do not give ourselves credit and we do not celebrate ourselves enough. We don't celebrate our accomplishments enough. We don't celebrate who we are enough. We just don't do it. And I feel like if you are in a place of insecurity right now, or your confidence is low or things like that, you got to be able to celebrate yourself. You got to be able to find the good in yourself. There's Everybody has something good about them and within them. There's something. There's something in you, okay? And again, this isn't just about looks, your external. But even your external, there's something about you that is absolutely beautiful that you are downplaying. You're not celebrating. I don't care if it's your legs, your eyes, your nails, your fingers, your hair, right? Everybody has something that's beautiful about them. And definitely on the inside, right? Especially if you're listening to this podcast, I already know you're smart. I already know you're loving. I already know you're brilliant. I already know those three things about you. And I'm sure there's a thousand other things about you equally just as amazing, right? But it's like we don't celebrate ourselves. We just allow those insecurities just keep piling up and we just keep thinking that we're trash, and we're not. You're not trash, okay? You may have had some trash things happen to you that were not your fault at all whatsoever, but you're not trash. You're not trash, and life is still amazing and beautiful and absolutely worth living. And you are worthy of an incredible life, okay? Find the small stuff that you can celebrate about yourself. Find the small stuff. I don't care what it is. Let's just pretend, okay? And I know this is not true, but go with me. Let's just pretend that everything else about you is ugly, which again, I don't believe that to be true. But let's say except for your nails, your fingernails. Let's say you have the most beautiful fingernails, all right? Celebrate that, honey, okay? Get your nails done. Make sure them babies is polished at all times. Have your hands popping. Find something about yourself where you can just say, damn it, this is amazing. Maybe you can read a book a day. That's amazing. Like you, I'm just going at extremes here. I want you to find something about yourself that you can celebrate. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you're like, oh, that's too small. Oh my God. I don't care what it is. Start celebrating yourself. Start finding the good stuff about you to celebrate. Everybody has something in them that is absolutely amazing and beautiful. You're not showboating. You're not bragging. Honor it, respect it, value it, celebrate it. Don't hide it, okay? And the more you can start doing that, the more you can continue to like go to battle with these insecurities. I'm not saying it's gonna make it perfect, but we gotta be able to see something good in ourselves, especially if you're for a bunch of your time, you're just like, oh, I'm trash. You gotta find something, right, to get this spark going, all right? The last thing that I would say, I guess, is to, the last thing I would say is just continue to grow. Allow yourself to grow, especially when it comes to your mindset, okay? You've got to, and the way that you speak to yourself. We're going to have to stop talking to ourselves all kinds of crazy. We're going to have to stop talking to ourselves like we are not these amazing beings. We're going to have to start challenging those thoughts that we have that tell us we're nothing, we're too this, we're too that, we're too quirky, we're this, we're that, right? You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to start addressing those thoughts. We're going to have to stop leaving these thoughts unchecked. You're going to have to start speaking to yourself from a place of love. You're going to have to start speaking to yourself from a place of compassion. You're going to have to start speaking to yourself from a place of acceptance if you want to start to see some changes. You're going to have to start cultivating that and nurturing things within you that will help you to address these insecurities and to stand up to these bully insecurities, because that's literally how what I feel it is. Like it's just it's like a bully. It's a bully inside of you that just keeps finding every opportunity to keep you down and hold you down. So start addressing it as such. Start addressing these thoughts that you have that tell you you're something that you are not.
My insecurities would have me thinking all kinds of stuff, as I've mentioned countless times on this podcast, that said I was not good enough. I was the lowest of the low. And that can't be further from the truth. But you're going to have to start allowing yourself, your mindset. You're going to have to start working on your mindset and really seeing your intelligence and really seeing your abilities and who you are and allowing yourself to grow so that we can stop bending at the smallest things. This is how we're going to live a life of abundance. Some of us are not even taking steps forward on these things that we know we're supposed to do. Because our insecurities are telling us, nope, you're going to make too many mistakes. And you can't come back from mistakes. Nope, you're not smart enough to do that. You'll never be able to figure it out. Nope, you can't do that. Nobody in your family's ever done that. You don't come from the right family. You can't do that. Right? We got to start, like, speaking life over ourselves and allowing ourselves to grow. And if we do make a mistake, okay, I learned something there. I learned something, but I tried, right? And taking action. Again, like I mentioned before, like taking action, which is why I go to the gym, it's because it helps me with my confidence. It really shuts down some of my insecurities. The insecurities that say, oh, you can't change. You'll never change. You'll never be able to do X, Y, Z. You'll never, for example, look good in a bathing suit. You're too fat. Your thighs are too fat. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, the devil is a lie. And I'm going to prove you wrong. You know what I mean? So it's like taking action. But those are some of the things that I would say. And on top of that, just being able to face these things and step out of your comfort zone. Yeah, it may be awkward. It may be awkward. It may be uncomfortable. It may be scary. It may be hard. But I promise you, if you just begin to address some of the insecurities that you have, things can change. And I want you to remember that, it takes time. It takes time. And it may take years to address certain insecurities and to feel like you kind of have a handle on it. But if you never, like, if you continue just to keep those insecurities hidden, you don't address them, you don't look at them, you don't start taking some action, you don't, like, shine some light on them, like, things are not going to change. What's the saying? The saying is, I think it's nothing changes until you change or something along those lines. That's something that I have learned the hard way. But insecurities are definitely a real thing for your girl over here. I want you to understand it is something that I'm working through. And it's not always easy. But because I want to live my life a certain way, I can no longer, like, just leave them idling, you know, and just letting them continue to take hold of my life and take charge of my life and take charge of who I want to be or who I can be, I should say, and what things I can do and how I can feel about myself and all those things. I've wasted many, many years, decades even, falling prey to my insecurities. And I'm not doing that anymore. Like, this is something I'm not doing, obviously, now. But I'm definitely not bringing this into 2024, period. I'm not. I don't have any time to waste. Time is too precious. And I'll be damned if insecurities keep me, you know, in a certain place. I'm not going to allow untruths to become my truth and to dictate how my story goes. It's just not going to happen. It did happen, but it's not happening anymore. So that's all I really wanted to say for now, at least in regards to insecurities. Hopefully the person that wanted me to talk about this is listening to the episode, but that's it in a nutshell. So, if you have insecurities, if you know that you want to, really just start your 2024 off on a better foot, you can always come to my Patreon, patreon.com/brown girl self-care, and hang out. I am getting some things ready.
So there isn't anything current there right now. Okay. I'm just making that very clear because I'm still finishing the journal, but within the coming days and weeks, I'm going to be getting some more stuff up there so we can go ahead and start this 6-week challenge that starts on December 31st. So if you are serious about being in community with other Black women who are wanting to just continue to bloom and grow and have different conversations and be a part of something, you know what I mean? Like if you're serious about that, then I invite you to join me on Patreon, which again is patreon.com/browngirlselfcare. Okay. All right. So that is it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. I'm so glad that you hung out with me for almost an hour today. Your girl was talking. Sometimes that happens. You know how I do. But if you have any topic suggestions that you'd like to hear, feel free to email them to connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, that's connect, C-O-N-N-E-C-T. @browngirlselfcare.com. And then very lastly, I will say, make sure that you go to Spotify and let me know what you thought about today's topic. I read every single comment and question on Spotify. I'm not allowed to respond. It doesn't do that, but I can read them. So if you have a comment or question in regards to this episode, please go to Spotify and leave it there. Okay. All right. So with that said, that's it for the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. I love you. Have an amazing week ahead. And I will see you in Patreon if you join, or I will see you next Monday on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Bye.